News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A big warm-up since yesterday, 50 as we get started on this Thursday morning, heading for a high right around 70. Details with Dr. Bill coming up. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a light traffic so far. We've had light traffic and accident-free conditions. No problems across the Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. Also checking in with no delays, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, and a good ride for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland so far this morning. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast Premier Christmas Tree Farm. It's Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill, Alabama, with a 40-acre farm and thousands of trees. See them at fishrivertrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. A few showers are possible with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good Store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
All right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. One of the anchors of Sports Night. Dalton Orwick, good morning.
Good morning. I'm right here.
Kelly Finley, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. It's Thursday. It's Friday Eve as we get rolling here. Dr. Bill says expect rain soon, but the temperatures are warming up. We'll get a full discussion from Doc coming up at around 6:35. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
I like our introductions in the morning. I like that.
I'll start working on those. I'll start scripting things out and make them more and more extravagant each morning.
Every little bit counts.
Okay, all right, I'll do that.
I'll be the news anchor this morning. How about that?
There we go.
Good to be back. It is 6:08
although you have your scarf wrapped around your neck, like it's keeping your neck warm.
It is because I'm not feeling so.
I know you're under the weather.
I am.
You're feeling puny, but you're still here.
Never puny.
Never puny.
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right.
Just not so hot.
Okay, all right.
No backflips happening over here.
Well, darn it, the show's not going to be the same.
If people were questioning whether or not we were really family, right there, you just
right, you see what you have to deal with.
Let me get to my job.
Go.
Here. Okay. An overnight hit and run, and now authorities need your help. Our news partners over at WKRG are reporting this morning that the Florida Highway Patrol is searching for a person that hit 26-year-old Nicholas Dumars near the intersection of Highway 98 and Santa Rosa Boulevard around 2 a.m. Dumars was transported to a local hospital and is listed in serious condition. A witness reports that a dark gray Land Rover hit Dumars and then left the scene. Dumars is from Fort Walton Beach. If you have information which can assist in this investigation, well, you're urged to contact police. Great news out of Foley this morning as a missing woman has been found safe. 78-year-old Gladys Novak Sutton was last seen at her home on Wednesday, November 28th. Family members say that they were unsure as to where she could have been heading or even what she was wearing, but this morning, we now know Foley police confirmed that Ms. Sutton was found safe Wednesday night. And a gentle reminder, if you patted yourself on the back for shipping your Christmas gifts a little early, they may not arrive. That's if you shipped ground service via FedEx. Not sure if you heard about this one, but two FedEx delivery trucks collided on Monday on I-75 in Georgia. Listen to this quote. Expecting a package from FedEx might be late. Two FedEx trucks have sideswiped each other on I-75 southbound near Barrett Parkway in Cobb. Packages are spilled everywhere on the side of the road. That's coming from the Georgia Highway Patrol. So when they say it, you have got to just get a visual of the fact that there are packages strewn all across the interstate, creating a mess and a two-hour traffic backup. So FedEx officials say that the company is taking steps to recover and transport packages that were involved in that crash because, quote, safety and package care are top priorities at FedEx Ground, and we are cooperating fully with law enforcement as they investigate this incident. If you have questions or perhaps your package did not arrive as of yet, be sure to call 1-800-GO-FEDEX. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Have we checked anywhere on social media? Did UPS make some joke about, well, logistics or... okay, just checking.
Too soon, Sullivan. Too soon.
612 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Prosecutors will lay out part of their case against a group home worker accused of killing an autistic man. The suspect in the case, Trent Yates, will be in court this morning for a preliminary hearing. Yates worked at a group home in Mobile where 21-year-old Matthew Cox lived. A confession 34 years after the crime. A convicted killer serving time in a California prison told investigators he also murdered two women in Mobile.
Why was he even on the street? The system really failed these women.
Gloria Bonner's mother, Hannah May, and her friend, Ida Mae Campbell, were killed in August 1984. Samuel Little recently confessed nearly 90 murders in a dozen states spanning from 1970 to 2005. A Dothan man pretending to be a college softball recruiter has been convicted in Florida for producing child pornography. 42-year-old Jason Ford posed as a recruiter for the University of North Florida and University of South Carolina. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Ron, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it been?
I heard that my brother Dave has a whopper of a hunting story, but I promise you, I can top it. Three of us went up to the hunting camp a few weeks ago, shot some hogs that were tearing up the feed plots. Even got to drive up there in style in Mrs. Bob's new SUV since my truck's been acting up.
So, Bob, what happened?
It really wasn't my fault. We loaded up the cooler with the meat, and somehow the cooler plug got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Ron, it's worse. The liquid from the cooler soaked the carpet under the floor mats. None of us noticed until we started smelling the stench. About a week later, the detail shop thinks we may need to replace all of the carpet in her vehicle, and she's not talking to me right now.
Bob, come down to the shop. We just got some really nice silver bracelets in. And maybe Tony can make you some custom sterling nose plugs.
That's not funny.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Good morning, this is Bob. Dalton from FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome to my world, brother. Welcome to my world.
Quarter after six now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Yesterday, Georgia Tech announced in a statement that longtime head football coach Paul Johnson will step down after this season. Johnson's 189 career wins ranks fourth all-time among active football coaches. The 61-year-old coach is fourth all-time at Georgia Tech, also with an 82-59 record, and he has a career coaching record of 189-98 over 22 seasons. He guided the Yellow Jackets to the ACC Championship in 2009, And the team has finished first or second in the Coastal Division in 7 of his 11 seasons. The Yellow Jackets finished this regular season with a 7-5 record. Now they await the announcement of their bowl game opponent, and that will be, according to Paul Johnson, his last game with the team. Also yesterday, Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm announced that he will remain head coach at Purdue rather than become the new Louisville Cardinals head coach. Many people expected Brohm to return to the school where he played quarterback in his college career. Instead, he will remain at Purdue. Yahoo reports that Louisville offered Brohm $35 million over 7 years, but that Purdue, quote, sweetened Brohm's current $4 million per year deal to as much as $6 million annually while offering additional incentives to stay. Brohm led Purdue to a 6-6 mark this season that included a 49-20 upset over Ohio State. He was previously 30-10 in 3 years as the head coach of Western Kentucky from 2014 to 2016. And following Brohm's announcement, the high school that he used to attend in Louisville, Trinity High School, canceled classes for today after an alleged threat was made against the school on Twitter due to Brohm's decision. Brohm attended Trinity, as did his brothers Greg and Brian, and their father Oscar, who is still an assistant coach with the football team. St. Matthews Police Chief Barry Wilkerson told ESPN that his department and the FBI are investigating the matter.
That's quite the school spirit.
Yeah, not cool, Louisville fans. They say it might have been a joke, but even if it was a joke,
so you can't you can't do that joke anymore.
No, you sure can't. And it was the police department that pointed it out to the high school, this threat. So canceled classes today just to take things safely. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars lost to Southern Miss 71-67. The Golden Eagles were led by Cortez Edwards, who scored 19 points. Tyree Griffin and Leonard Harper-Baker each scored 18 for Southern Miss. Corey Holden led South Alabama with 28 points. Holden made 8 three-pointers last night. Roderick Sykes scored 14 for the Jags, and Josh Ajayi scored 11. Apparently, it was Cupcake Wednesday in the SEC. Number 8, Auburn crushed St. Peter's 99-49. Number 6, Tennessee beat Eastern Kentucky 95-67. Number 10, Kentucky took care of Monmouth 90-44. And in the only close game, Ole Miss topped San Diego 93-86. Tonight at 6 o'clock, only one SEC game. The Alabama Crimson Tide are in Orlando to face the UCF Knights. UCF is currently favored by 6 points. And in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers traded veteran guard Kyle Korver to the Utah Jazz for 2 future second-round picks and guard Alec Burks. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Oh, great. So it hoops tonight, Bama and UCF. So we'll have to hear this is some kind of vengeance because they don't get a fair shake in the football world, right?
Yeah. Whoever wins the basketball game tonight are the 2017 football champions. That's the rules.
Thank you, Dalton. Thank you for giving them an idea. 6:18, we're coming right back.
You finally started to think seriously about retirement. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. A few showers are possible with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 60. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. too. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, state troopers working a late Wednesday night accident involving an 18-wheeler still have the left lane closed I-10 westbound at the 4-mile mark. That's going to be the Grand Bay Wilmer exit. Hazmat's on the scene cleaning up the fuel leakage, as we've got another accident just happened without injuries at Moffitt Road and Forest Hill Drive. Hollytown USA in Mobile on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road is your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. Get great deals on remote control vehicles from Park Zone and Pro Boat. Hobbytown USA. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At 620 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Hazmat crew here for Mobile Fire and Rescue Department working that cleanup. Big thank you, speaking of Mobile Fire and Rescue Department, had Chief Seeley in the in yesterday on Midday Mobile to talk about that ISO 1 rating. And the first question I think I asked him is, what the heck's an ISO? But he explained what they had to go through with the Mobile Fire Department to get that rating and what that means and for the department, what it could mean for us in insurance premiums. But we did talk about all the different training that they do with the Mobile Fire and Rescue. And he said the hazmat teams here are second to none. I guess it shows up in that ranking. It's 323, I think, fire departments nationally get this ISO 1 rating.
That's out of
44,000.
Crazy.
So really, once again, hats off to the men and women of the fire department. Well done. And that hazmat thing, I hate it, but they get a lot of on-scene training with I-65 and I-10 and the port and all that. There's a lot of issues. And once again, you have those crews out there overnight working that hazmat. So keep it up. Keep up the good work. I wish y'all didn't have stuff to do. Fire department, police department, those are some of the groups I go, I wish y'all didn't have any work, but we're happy you're doing it. But yeah, I wish your work would go away, but unfortunately, no time soon. All right, 6:22, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findley.
Alrighty, and let me just say that I think it's fantastic that we are applauding and awarding our men and women in uniform.
They work their
Hiney parts.
There you go. Their tail ends off to do this training and also all the testing they did while still doing
Their regular job,
yeah.
Oh, and by the way, when it's holidays and most people have those days off.
Yeah. Not them.
Okay, there you go. 6:22 right now. Good morning, everyone. A Mobile teenager charged with making a terroristic threat, receiving stolen property, menacing, reckless endangerment, and possession of a gun on school grounds has been denied youthful offender status. His name, Jonah Neal. He faces multiple charges connected to that January 2018 shooting outside of Murphy High School. An investigation revealed that Neal did point a stolen gun at several students and administrators once he was chased outside. Mobile police confirmed that he did fire multiple shots, but thankfully no one was hurt. Neal remains in the Metro County Jail at this hour. Mobile County Metro Jail, excuse me, at this hour. So, you know, some people say it's so important to them to vote, right? They say it, but sometimes they don't back it up.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this story. It was the last runoff race that the nation was watching in Mississippi between Democrat Mike Espy and Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith. And while Hyde-Smith did retain her seat, it's a different headline that has people talking after a woman's husband collapses at the polling place and dies, and his wife comes back to vote. Right? I had to pause for effect on that one.
Wow.
Here's the story. It's according to the Associated Press. So the woman was very encouraged with getting her vote cast. Emmett Booth was the man. As he came through the door to vote at the South Macomb Baptist Church Tuesday morning, that's his polling place to vote in the U.S. Senate runoff, he collapsed right there in the door. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. His wife, Marie, she returned later in the day to vote. Pike County, Mississippi Election Commission Chair Trudy Berger said Mrs. Booth told her, quote, that's what her husband would have wanted her to do. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, she retained her seat. But I have to tell you, I mean, and that was quite a race, back and forth, both sides. I mean, I think people are very excited that we don't have to look at percentage points for a little bit longer,
mm-hmm.
right? But can you believe that?
I mean, it tells me one of a couple things. Number one, obviously, I like the dedication to making sure you vote. Number two, it's the beauty of having a long relationship and being older in life. So I've spent all the good years. She was ready to move on.
Interesting, though, they did not include her age, so that may have played a factor.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
why do I have a feeling that she was a seasoned citizen?
Well, she was a seasoned, proud American that knew that her vote counted.
She had heard enough of, you know, the husband. She's like, we had a nice life. Now I'm going
to
vote.
Well, is it because you're trying to put it together? They probably came early in the morning because she had enough time to take him to get him to the hospital and then come back.
Yes, because that's the schedule. Yes.
You are so coal in your stocking. Mm-hmm.
Much coal.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you. 626 FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of Christmas coming up and shopping, so here's this this list. When I see these lists, I don't know if it's to make us feel guilty about doing something different here or it's to give us a directive. It's a list of how long you spend shopping for different people on your Christmas list.
Hmm.
Okay. I think this is unfair because, and we can bounce this off of the one woman in the room who represents just the one woman. But right. I will say, in my experience, women tend to give more importance to time and effort spent to the actual gift. I mean, the gift is important, but it's the thought and the gift that count. Unless it's diamonds, but it's
the idea. You mean as the recipient?
Okay, yes, as a recipient. Like if I found your gift, if it took me 35 seconds to find your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Or it took me
three and a half days. I'd give you Husband of the Year award.
See, okay, I hear from a lot of people be like, it's better if I get that same gift and they had to toil over getting
the
gift.
No, because that means you didn't listen to me all year.
Okay, here's the list. It says, here are all the people you might be buying for gifts for this year and the average amount of time that the survey says we spend shopping for them. Okay. Our children, or your kids, they call them, which are baby goats, right, but your children, 2 hours and 57 minutes. That includes any time you spend searching online, walking around the mall, or both. Your significant other, 2 hours and 44 minutes. Okay? Your mom, an hour 47. Your dad, an hour 28.
Hmm.
Your best friend, an hour 13. Your sister, an hour 12. They really got in-depth here.
Seriously.
Your in-laws, I won't say. An hour and 3 minutes. An hour and 3 minutes. Now, let me see. We've now gone through moms and dads and in-laws. Let's see where the brothers come. Oh. The brothers. Yeah, the pets are probably above the brother. Your brother, 58 minutes. Niece and nephew, 58 minutes. This isn't right. Grandma, 49 minutes. Grandpa, 45 minutes.
So, do these people know each other? Is that what you're saying? Do they have great relationships and they're looking for a couple of things that have kind of sort of been mentioned?
I don't know. Your cousins, 40 minutes. Your godchildren, 40 minutes. Aunt and uncle, 40 minutes. One of your kids' friends, 39. Hey, kids' friends, y'all aren't getting gifts from me.
Nope.
Your boss, just 32 minutes. So, there you go. There's the list. We'll be right back.
For WKRG News 5 this morning, I'm Jessica Taloney. A man charged with 5 counts of attempted murder and a shooting on I-10 is expected to go before a judge for a second straight day. Robert Hooper will enter a plea later this morning. Yesterday, a judge set Hooper's bond at over $1 million. Prosecutors say Hooper chased a car for 7 miles down Interstate 10, shot out the tire, and then pulled up next to the car, firing multiple shots inside. One of those shots hit his 9-year-old daughter in her shoulder. The driver of an SUV who slammed into the back of a school bus carrying Robertsdale High School students admits he wasn't paying attention, according to police. James Walton is hospitalized at University Hospital in Mobile. 4 students were injured. They're expected to be okay. The Alabama Department of Transportation is installing a new cable guardrail on a stretch of I-10 near the spot where a tour bus carrying a Texas marching band crashed in March. The guardrail will eventually extend to the Florida state line. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 844-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
A Ukrainian government minister says the Russians are effectively blockading two Ukrainian Azov seaports, barring 35 vessels so far from entering or leaving. Russia seized three Ukrainian Navy ships and their crews Sunday near Russia-annexed Crimea. But correspondent Fred Pleitkin tells us the Russians are calling that the result of a Western conspiracy.
The Russian Foreign Ministry is saying that Western nations may have been involved in planning the incident that took place outside of the Strait of Kerch.
President Trump and Russian President Putin may meet at the G20 Economic Summit in Argentina. A storm is spreading heavy rain and mountain snow from Oregon down through California, heavy enough to cause flash flooding and mudslides in recent burn scar areas. There are voluntary evacuations in some areas southeast of Los Angeles and mandatory evacuations underway at Lake Elsinore. Stock futures are showing losses across the boards on Wall Street this morning, despite yesterday's huge rally that saw the Dow close up over 600 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with your Money Now. Stocks made their biggest gain in 8 months after Fed Chairman Jerome Powell hinted that the Fed might be willing to raise interest rates at a slower pace next year.
Interest rates are still low by historical standards, and they remain just below the range of estimates of that level that would be neutral for the economy. That is, neither speeding up nor slowing down growth.
The Dow Industrial surged 617 points, or 2.5%, following Powell's comments. This morning, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. Bank of Singapore says there's a 50% chance that no trade deal between the U.S. and China will emerge out of the G20 Trump-Xi meeting this weekend. It adds that there is a 45% likelihood of ceasefire in the trade fight between the two nations, while the chance of a broad trade resolution is the smallest at 5%. The bank says a no-deal outcome would cause a negative knee-jerk reaction for risk assets, exacerbate growth concerns, and hurt the profits of Asian companies. That's your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so I've been watching the low temperature climb this week, at least from yesterday to today. I think we were at 31 yesterday. We're at 50 this morning at our studios.
It's amazing what a southern do.
Yep.
Wind out of the south and southeast today, 5 to 15 miles an hour, so it's bringing warm air in from the Gulf, as well as more moisture. Today we're going to get into the upper 60s, possibly make it to 70 this afternoon. There's a slight chance we could see a shower here and there, but for the most part, it'll be mostly cloudy through the day. Now tonight, very mild, 60 for the night with cloudy skies, and then tomorrow, again, a slight chance of a shower. Mostly cloudy skies, and even warmer tomorrow, up to 75 degrees. Now, things get quite a bit different for Friday night because a storm system moving out through the Great Plains and an approaching weather front will give us numerous showers for Friday night. And then Saturday, same thing, mostly cloudy with numerous showers, possibly a thunderstorm or two. Saturday's high around 75 degrees. And that front that I mentioned will come through. It's not going to do very much. It's really going to slow down. And as a result, we'll see showers in the forecast for Monday with temperatures in the mid-70s. And then finally, Tuesday and Wednesday, a stronger front comes through, and we'll get back to what it should be this time of the year with plenty of sunshine, but temperatures in the low 60s and mid-50s. So cool weather coming in, but not till Tuesday.
All right. So with this not having a big temperature difference in these fronts, are we looking at severe weather or less chance of severe weather with this?
It doesn't look like it. The support in the upper atmosphere will not be there for the real big thunderstorms. But mostly a rain will be the situation for Friday night and through Saturday. And by the way, I don't want to mention it, but Friday, we could be near 80 degrees Friday afternoon, so quite warm.
Is that record book territory?
It's getting up there. It's getting close.
All right, Dr. Barry. I know we got Kelly cheering in here for the warm-up for sure.
Doing the golf clap.
Yes. All right, Dr. Barry. And also, I guess we put a wraps on it, and it is over and done, at least by definition, hurricane season 2018.
Yeah, the official season ends tomorrow, and tomorrow we can start looking at maybe a little recap of the season.
All right, we'll do that and check back with you real soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5. And he's had his eye on the tropics all hurricane season long, and he does it every year for us here. So make sure you stay tuned every hurricane season to Dr. Bill Williams. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, state troopers still there at 18-wheeler, still has the left lane closed off I-10 westbound at the 4-mile mark at the Grand Bay Wilmer Road exit. Had an early morning accident. Hazmat's got fuel leakage, and they're trying to clear it up. Good news is a couple accidents we've had beyond that have been moved out of the roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile, Baldwin County for over 20 years. Has the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your At the Talk 106.5 traffic.
Waterfront Rescue Mission needs your stuff, and in many locations, they'll pick it up. Donate your gently used items to Waterfront Thrift Store and help change lives through education, meals, shelter, addiction recovery, and jobs. For large items, visit pickupmydonations.com or call the Mobile Thrift Store at 479-1101 or the Foley Store at 943-4581.
For over 16 years, Lanyap has been dedicated to bringing Mobile and Baldwin counties the most extensive news, commentary, investigative reporting, business, cuisine, sports, and arts and entertainment coverage. When another publication became a statewide website instead of a hometown newspaper, we became even more committed, covering our city and county government, school systems, all the news and stories that matter the most to those of us who live here. This holiday season, we would like to thank the many advertisers who supported us over the years and the over 80,000 readers who pick up Lanyap each week and thousands more who read it online at lanyapmobile.com. We appreciate your support. Now through the end of the year, we have a very special deal for you. Buy a one-year subscription to Lanyap HD and get a six-month subscription for free. Gift it to a friend, neighbor, or relative. Your hometown newspaper delivered right to your mailbox each and every week. It's the perfect stocking stuffer, the gift that keeps giving all year. Details at lanyapmobile.com or call 251-450-4466. From all of us at Lanyap, have a merry, bright, and wonderfully funky holiday season.
It's 640 FM Talk 106.5, and on the way, just when you thought it had moved off out of the scope of pop culture, Billy the singing Big Mouth Bass, which would be Large Mouth Bass, but in this case, the Big Mouth Bass, is back into the news, but we'll hold off on that hard-hitting news long enough to get headlines with Kelly.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know where you were going with that. I was a little afraid.
He should be, every time I open my mouth.
May I just applaud Dr. Bill for even mentioning the number 80?
Yeah, it might... although there's disappointment if it doesn't, you're going to be...
I'll take 70.
Okay, I think you're going to get that.
My needs are minimal.
Okay.
And you know that. Okay.
No comment.
Oh, boy. Here we go. And I want to go. Is it okay if we revisit the shopping, the survey that you talked
about?
Yeah,
so if people are just joining us, so we ran through a list here that's basically did the breakdown of how long Americans spend buying gifts for individuals, your children, your spouse, mom, dad, that kind of stuff.
Okay. So throughout the show, we'll talk about those numbers.
Yeah.
Because I was just going to give you a really easy way around all of that.
Okay.
You want me to tell you now?
Yes.
Okay. So what we do, and I've done this for years. The children are 13, 15 now.
Right.
Okay, so what you do is you put together a list, and you write down what it is you want and include pictures. If you have a phone, this obviously makes sense. And then you distribute that amongst your family, especially for us because our family's out of state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There's no time put into this because you're exact. You're with color.
Yes.
Sizing, shape,
it's almost like a registry.
There you go. And if you didn't put it on there, if you weren't specific, that's your fault.
I like that.
Because
that's
time.
Efficient. But there are people that will, okay, give me some credit. There are people that will say, oh, I don't know. I really want you to think about me and come up with something for me. Or
those people are extra.
They're also my exes, but...
So, when someone asks me to get them something in particular, I will not get that for them. I like
you go thinking, around it?
I like putting some thought into it and picking something that they did not expect. I love gift giving.
I mean, if it's someone who lives out of state and you don't have the pleasure of being able to spend a lot of time with them, this helps you, it helps them, everybody's happy. Or if they say, I'm a gift card type of person, perfect. Let me buy my own things. Because if you're smart about it, super smart about it, if you get gift cards, shop after the holidays and you can get double for your money. I'm just saying.
How we're not related, I don't know. But
well, you know, I don't like shopping, so I don't have patience for it.
I understand that. Once again, how we're not related, I don't know.
Twinsies. Okay, let me get you to your headlines. Here's the deal. Pritchard police need your help. There is a missing man right now, 75-year-old Ernest Nichols. He was last seen by his family members back on September the 5th. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, he left his home in Pritchard on that date and has not returned. They weren't sure as to, you know, which direction he was traveling in, but from a health standpoint, this is important. He suffers from gout. He walks with a cane and cannot walk for long periods of time without taking a break. As you can imagine, his family is very concerned about him. 75-year-old Ernest Nichols. If you have information, please call the Pritchard Police Department, 251-452-2211. All right, gentlemen, the numbers are in for Cyber Monday, and it's no surprise, online giant Amazon won big. Oh, yes. They say they sold more products worldwide on Cyber Monday than any other day in company history. Amazon customers worldwide ordered more than 18 million toys and more than 13 million fashion items on Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. Please take a guess as to what you think, and I know Dalton is our resident expert on Amazon. That's his middle name.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was the best seller on Prime Now?
Can I guess? I want to guess first. Billy Big Mouth? No?
I'm sorry, sir.
Okay, no.
Right. Fire TV?
No.
Roomba?
No.
Okay.
Christmas lights?
Ah. It's that time of year.
It's that time of year. Okay, so the best-selling products when it came to books, Becoming by Michelle Obama, the Amazon Smart Plug, and the LOL Surprise Series toys. And also another hot one, Ancestry DNA Genetic Testing Ethnicity.
That's a cool gift.
Yeah, for sure. Jenga was very popular.
People are bored.
The Echo Dot, another great seller, Alexa Voice Remote. Cyber Monday spending rose 19.3% over a year to a record $7.9 billion by the end of the day, making it the biggest online shopping day of all time in the U.S., according to RetailDive.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 644, FM Talk 106.5. So speaking of gifts that at one point probably did top the gift list. I don't know what year that would have been, but Billy Big Mouth, you know, the singing bass. If you're not familiar, I mean, this guy right here. Y'all remember that, right? The bass that was, rubber bass that looked like a mounted largemouth bass that would sing you songs from the wall there, and now it's back in the news.
Yeah, it feels like it was 1998 that it was the prime year for Big Mouth Billy Bass.
You're probably right.
But yeah, now Billy Bass is available, and not the old Billy Bass.
No,
that
something
you knew.
Brand new.
Yeah, you tell.
Billy has been updated because now he responds to Alexa voice commands.
I thought you said his name was going to be William.
No, he's still, he's so not you can quite say, classy yet.
What you can say, something like, you could tell Billy Big Mouth Bass to sing you Take Me to the River from the Talking Heads, or what?
Well, you can do that, but also when you talk to your Alexa, which at some point we're going to have to talk about the richest man in the world being in everyone's living room. That's and right. Now offering DNA tests.
Yes.
But anyway, you can get your Billy Big Mouth Bass from Amazon, and if you ask Alexa to give you the weather or directions or something, Alexa passes the information along to Billy, and Billy lip syncs whatever Alexa has to tell you about your day.
So if I go through it, I'll say, you know, what's the market close from, you know, today or something like that. I'm walking to my office, want to hear some stock numbers.
Yeah,
it will
Billy,
be delivered not through the speaker, but through the mouth of Billy Big Bass.
Oh, that's correct. Billy will let you know that the stock market's up over 600 points.
Technology is an amazing thing.
What if there's a short in Billy Bad Butts?
Billy Bad Butts. That's his brother.
Yes, that's a completely different taxidermy piece.
What if there is a short in his system and he records like an argument that you have, a really good argument, and then you have company over.
And then Billy starts parroting it back to everyone? Then you're in
his
trouble.
Rubber largemouth bass mouth. That's right. Fantastic.
Well,
all right.
You can pre-order it now on Amazon. $40 it'll run you. It releases on December the 1st.
All right, very good. 646, we're coming right back.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory installed tent fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. A gift certificate from Pro Tent Window Tinting is a great gift idea for any occasion. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. This information update brought to you by Publix Supermarkets. Get dinner on the table with online easy ordering, Publix delivery, powered by Instacart, and more ways to make your life every day easy. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Prosecutors will lay out part of their case against a group home worker accused of killing an autistic man. The suspect in the case, Trent Yates, will be in court this morning for a preliminary hearing. Yates worked at a group home in Mobile where 21-year-old Matthew Cox lived. A confession 34 years after the crime. A convicted killer serving time in a California prison told investigators he also murdered two women in Mobile.
Why was he even on the street? The system really failed these women.
Gloria Bonner's mother, Hannah May, and her friend, Ida Mae Campbell, were killed in August 1984. Samuel Little recently confessed nearly 90 murders in a dozen states spanning from 1970 to 2005. A Dothan man pretending to be a college softball recruiter has been convicted in Florida for producing child pornography. 42-year-old Jason Ford posed as a recruiter for the University of North Florida and University of South Carolina. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:49 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your day started with Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. Georgia Tech announced in a statement yesterday that longtime head football coach Paul Johnson will step down after this season. Johnson's 189 career wins ranks fourth all-time among active FBS coaches. The 61-year-old coach is fourth all-time also at Georgia Tech with an 82-59 record. He has a career coaching record of those 189 wins with 98 losses over 22 seasons. Johnson guided the Yellow Jackets to the ACC Championship back in 2009, and his team has finished first or second in the Coastal Division in 7 of his 11 seasons. The Yellow Jackets finished this regular season with a 7-5 record. Now they await the announcement of their bowl game opponent. Also yesterday, Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm announced that he will remain head coach at Purdue rather than become the new Louisville Cardinals head coach. Many people expected Brohm to return to the school where he played quarterback in his college career. Instead, he will remain at Purdue. Yahoo reports that Louisville offered Brohm $35 million over 7 years, but that Purdue, quote, sweetened Brohm's current $4 million per year deal to as much as $6 million annually while offering additional incentives to stay. Brohm led Purdue to a 6-6 mark this year that included a 49-20 upset over Ohio State. He was previously 30-10 in 3 years as the head coach of Western Kentucky from 2014 to 2016. And following Brohm's announcement, the high school that he used to attend in Louisville, Trinity High School, canceled classes for today after an alleged threat was made against the school on Twitter due to Brohm's decision. Brohm attended Trinity, as did his brothers Greg and Brian, and their father Oscar is still an assistant coach with the football team. St. Matthew's Police Chief Barry Wilkerson told ESPN that his department and the FBI are investigating the matter. In college basketball, the South Alabama Jaguars lost to Southern Miss 71-67, and apparently it was Cupcake Wednesday in the SEC. Number 8 Auburn crushed St. Peter's 99-49. Number 6 Tennessee beat Eastern Kentucky 95-67. Number 10 Kentucky took care of Monmouth 90-44. And in the only close game, Ole Miss topped San Diego 93-86. Tonight at 6 o'clock, only one SEC game. The Alabama Crimson Tide are in Orlando to face the UCF Knights. UCF is currently favored by 6 points. 6:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by the Cart Doctor, selling new 2019 Yamaha and Star Street Legal carts, plus repairs, used carts, and rentals. The Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. A few showers are possible with temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, cloudy, lows around 60, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Summerbee Senior Living lets you live an upscale, independent lifestyle while offering help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7. Don't miss out on 2018 rates starting at $36.95 on select apartments for a limited time. Schedule your personal tour today to select the apartment of your choice before they sell out. Call 888-825-1670 or visit summerbeespark.com to learn more.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
What is your definition of fake news?
Fake news is reporting fake news.
Brilliant.
There was a time when people thought the Earth was a level plain between two mountains that were set there to hold up the sky, and that the stars were lamps hung from that
the
sky.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. State troopers on the scene of a late Wednesday night accident involving an 18-wheeler. They still got fuel on the ground to I-10 westbound at the 4-mile marker, the Grand Bay Wimber Road exit, the exit ramp, that area. So it's not really affecting traffic, but has been. It's still there. It's Breakfast with Santa. Celebrate the magic of Christmas with Santa and his elves in the historic Crystal Ballroom inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy the buffet Saturday, December 8th and 15th. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
654, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this little Friday. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. An arrest has been made in a recent robbery at a Subway restaurant in Mobile. Happened back on November 23rd at 3:50 at that Subway on Airport Boulevard. Mobile police arrested 35-year-old Charles Max Van Lewis III. Investigators say he had a weapon. He demanded money from the register before taking off with $60 in cash. He is right now charged with robbery in the first degree. Let's crunch some numbers, shall we, and talk taxes. Did you know Alabama, the state, of course, experienced its strongest growth in tax revenues last fiscal year than at any time since the Great Recession a decade ago? That's according to the acting state finance director, Kelly Butler. No relation. Just want to put that up there. Tax dollars that support the Education Trust Fund, the main source of state funding for schools and colleges, that grew by $428 million, which is 6.8% over 2017. And revenues were $6.75 billion in fiscal year 2018, which ended back on September the 30th. So the biggest tax supporting the ETF are income tax and sales taxes. There are some more numbers I want to quickly get to. I know the music's running out. Revenues for liquor sales by the ABC board.
Yes.
Increased.
Oh, you don't say.
As did taxes on internet sales collected by Amazon and other vendors, called the Simplified Seller's Use Tax. An increase by the Federal Reserve on short-term interest rates helped the general fund because it boosted interest collected on short-term deposits by the state treasury. But there is an issue that they want you to know about, and this is from the House Ways and Means General Fund Committee Rep, Steve Klaus. He says the Children's Health Insurance Program, Congress reauthorized CHIP for 10 years earlier this year. He says, but the state will have to kick in a significant share of the costs, starting with about $23 million in 2020 and $60 million in 2021. Lawmakers began their regular session in March, and they will work on budgets for fiscal year 2020. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And, you know, talking about revenues increasing, of course, that will be the subject due session come, 2.5 months from now, 2019 session. Listen, they're telegraphing. When they do this, when they, I mean politicians, elected officials, mm-hmm. House and Senate, when you start hearing lots about it ahead of time, they're paving the road for when they get there. So I mean,
yellow brick road.
Yes, right. Yes, paved in gold. But they're going to gas tax, lotto. There's going to be a lot of revenue raising measures. On the other side of the ledger, they're going to be talking about Medicaid expansion. And how about this? It looks like a Republican version of a Medicaid expansion bill out there, a Republican version of a lotto bill out there. What if I took you in the time machine and was talking about that 10 years ago, 15 years ago? Surprising, huh? Times change. 6:58, coming right back.